All right. All right. I'm going to talk to you tonight, the exchange of water from the principality. I know it sounds strange, but there's an exchange that is made from the principality or the source. Let's say the water, I believe I made a statement on Sunday about the waters being poisoned. When your principality or the origin has not been touched by the anointing or by the rhema that you're standing under, same thing. The waters that flow from the origin are tainted water. They're tainted. And so what God wants to do is make an exchange of water from the principality or from the source, from the place of origin, from your problem. Where the word principality means the place where the extremity flows from. So all of the extreme that's in your problem is flowing from the principality. And because changes haven't been made, and we haven't been under the baptizo. Imagine that. It has to do with water. We haven't been under the right water. So the flow of water is constantly tainting the situation. You cure it from the surface, but the source keeps flowing tainted waters. And we keep failing because the source has tainted waters. But tonight we're going to learn that God wants to exchange the water. He wants to exchange the source. So when you're drinking from it, and as you're drinking, you won't find that there's anything tainted any longer. You'll be able to withstand the bad decisions that you've been making. I've been really coming up against the spirit of debt and lack. I've been coming so hard. And I feel like right now, and this is all sincerity, I'm making a lot of headway, but I feel like I'm going reverse. It's getting worse. I'm not lying. Things have gotten worse for me, but the Lord said that's the way it's going to be because you're coming to the other side. You're coming through. Now, you're getting into the thick of this thing. Now, I'm into the very source of the problem. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? When you start dealing with a principality, you step into the source of it. And it looks like it's worse. It looks like the storm, the winds got crazier, the waves are crashing even worse. Because now you're no longer talking to the problem from the surface, but you stepped in the source. So now you're around all the toxins.
Yes.
I'm around all the toxins. It seems like everything is just not moving. Everything just stagnant. It's getting worse. It's like, Jesus, how am I going to get through this without doing this? And the source is because I'm knee deep in it. The Lord said, just keep coming. I'm like, Lord, it's getting worse. He said, just keep coming. I said, okay. I said, I've never felt it like this because now I'm touching the source.
Yes.
And the waters are about to change.
Yes.
So what flows from there are healing waters. The solution of the kingdom. How by the kingdom. Everything is happening now. Everything's changing. And I know I'm right there in the thick of it.
Amen.
So, yea, that I walk by, through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear any evil, for thou art with me. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to talk about making that exchange tonight, and this is going to blow your minds. I promise you, your minds are about to be blown. About to be blown. Lord, this is one of those moments. All right, so we have been learning how that when you're speaking to the principality of your life, there will be an exchange from your way to Christ's way at the source. We need to understand that when rhema comes, it is that exchange. It is that exchange. When you're under the rhema word, it is the exchange of water. It becomes the exchange. You're able to see things the way that you ought to do them. You have gotten under the exchange of waters. You're there. At the moment, you're high in the rhema word. You've smoked and you're high. There was an exchange there that was made. And so now you come into your right mind. You start thinking right. You start doing things immediately right. And so now when you're there, this is the type of water that you have to take back to the principality. When you get under the rhema word, you're now carrying the waters that can heal your principality. You got to get those waters back to the source. While you're under rhema, you talk to the principalities.
Yes.
And while you're talking to the principality, you're changing the water at the source. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
We need to then completely plunge ourselves into the strength of that rhema word. When we do this, we will see the full destruction of the principality and the surface of the problem. And the surface or the now of the problem will dissipate. You take the strength of the rhema when you're under rhema, and you take it to the source. Jesus did not attack the waves or the water first. He attacked what?
The wind.
He attacked the source of the power that gave the waves power. He took it to the source. And then we saw destruction come to the surface, or the now problem, or what I like to call the now of the problem. That will dissipate. We will have victory, but again, the key to victory is seeing the yoke destroyed, and seeing the yoke destroyed is fully staying in the strength of rhema. And I said this here, you're not going to understand it until a minute, until we go through this. Look at your neighbor and say, leave your water pot.
Leave your water pot.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Leave your water pot. Leave the water pot. Don't pick up your water pot. When you're under rhema, put your water pot down. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Here we go. Not going to be long, but it's going to be powerful. John chapter 4, verses 25 through 29. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost already. Say it to your neighbor again. Leave your water pot.
Leave your water pot.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Going back over to John chapter 4, verses 25 through 29. Mm-hmm. It says here, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the story. Jesus met up with the woman at the well. Remember, he met up with her and he told her, he said, listen, if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. And she said, well, give me that water. First, she was battling with him back and forth, talking about our fathers drink from this well. They always drink from this well. And Jesus said, let me borrow your vessel so I can draw something. And they're going back and forth, they're having this conversation. So then we pick up here. After Jesus challenges her and he takes her back to her source, he said, go call thy husband. And she said, I have no husband. He said, right, you said, I perceive you've had five, and one you're with is not thy husband. So he delivers her from the source. And then she begins to say, right here in verse 29, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Now remember, Jesus had already read her card completely. He had already prophesied to how many dudes she's been with. This is her problem. This is her nemesis. She's promiscuous. And he prophesies all the way back to the first time she ever fell with whoever it was she fell with. And brings her back to that and delivers her. Doesn't just deliver her from the problem today, her current boyfriend, but he took her back to her first boyfriend and brought deliverance. He took her back to the principality. So now he's now feeding her while he's in the midst of that. He's giving her that water. He's giving her, understand that as he's speaking a rhema over her and speaking to her by rhema about who she is and what she's doing and who she's been with, now she is now drawn into it. So now she begins to say, I know that the time is coming that one is going to come who's called the Messiah, which is called Christ, rather. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? Now watch this. Now the woman's now full. This man done just prophesied from A to Z. Gave her rhema, and watch what she did. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, now watch this. She's now taking the new water. Come see a man.
Come see him. Go ahead.
Which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? So she leaves her water pot. Now, you don't understand what the water pot means here. The water pot back then was called, it was noted as a receptacle for family supply. She left the receptacle that her family would have to gain their supply. But what she had gained, Kurt, was far more valuable than the receptacle that she had to get the family's water supply. Tell your neighbor, leave your water pot.
Leave your water pot.
Jesus, see, she left the very thing that could bring supply to her and her household. She had now gotten new water that she could take to the source and bring back to her neighborhood or bring back to her city. She left the family supply pot right there. She had gotten something greater. See, when you get a rhema, you have to be able to, and this is the revelation behind it. When you're under rhema, you now have another source of water that can change your life. Leave your water pot.
Yes.
Leave your
Hallelujah.
That's
self-effort. That's exactly what the water pot resembles. She had to leave the water pot. She left it because she got filled with rhema. That would now become the source of how she lived. I never saw this before. The woman then left her water pot. She left it. She got so filled with that new water. He told her, if I give you this water, you'll never thirst again. And sure enough, she left there not thirsty. She left there not thirsting to the point where now she said, I'm going to bring what he gave me back to the place where I live and change my situation. She evangelized the men. The men came back and met with Jesus. And all of a sudden, a revival is breaking out in her town. And the whole source got changed. The whole water source got changed. It was a fight because she said, you don't belong at our well to Jesus. The Samaritans drink from this well. You don't belong here. You Jews don't belong here. So there was a fight over the water. But she gave up what she had because he gave her that water. That could change the source of everything. She left her water pot. And see, when we're under rhema, we have to be willing to leave our receptacle that we feel will bring us the supply
That's
we're
it.
Looking for.
That's
God
it.
Almighty. I have to be willing to make the exchange right there.
That's
because what I'm thinking is going to change my source, I got to be willing to leave it behind because he's trying to tell me it's the rhema word that's going to change your source. It's going to change the water at the source. From poison to healing, it's going to change. But you got to be willing to leave your own receptacle.
Oh, my God.
You got to be willing to leave it. You got to be willing to leave the very thing that supplied you for so long. But you got to be willing to leave your water pot.
That's it.
Come on, man.
That's good, man.
It sufficed you for years. It's how you got over. It's how you won the battle. It's how you won the fight. It's how you won even some of the wars you were in. It's how you won. But for some reason, that uncircumcised Philistine would always reassemble itself with what you used. Now you're getting a water that will take out the source and kill the poison that's been in the water that for some reason seems to resurface. And you drink from it again. And all of a sudden, your situation's tainted all over again. She left her water pot. She left it. Got filled with his water and left her own family receptacle supplies.
It was an exchange, man.
She wasn't bringing that water home no more. Not that day. She said, I got different water that's going to quench our thirst and change our principality. Because remember, he touched her at the point of her principality.
Yes, he did.
I perceive you had five. So she brought home that principality, that baptizo anointing. She brought home the full healing power that was in the waters and changed some folks. Because she got changed by it. But if you don't lay down your water pot, you're trying to hold the water of Christ, the rhema word, and your receptacle over here. And by the time you get to where you're going, it's all spilling out. Because you can't balance the two. He told me bitter and sweet can't dwell together.
That's right.
Bitter waters and sweet waters, they don't flow together. I'm getting that. I'm really understanding that. You can't carry the weight of sin and the weight of glory at the same time. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I digress and we go a little bit further.
Hallelujah.
He goes a little bit further here. He goes a little bit further. The water pot, the receptacle for the family supply. She left her receptacle for her family supply of water because she had living water to give unto her family.
Yeah.
She valued the living water, it should say, far beyond the water they would drink for natural survival. We need to do the same when we are drinking the Rhema word. We need to leave every other idea that we might have to bring survival unto our lives.
Yeah.
We need to leave our water pots and flow and drink only from the new water of our baptizo that has come by our three. We have to trust it all the way. We've got to go all the way, man. Whether we ride or die, we got to go be willing to leave the water pot because we trust the Rhema. We trust the baptism that we're under. We are already under, by God. We've been submerged under the new water. We've got plenty to drink from. Our heads are underneath it. We will never grow thirsty. We will never come up short. We will never lose the fight. We have plenty of supply. No more carrying our water pots with our supply and his water at the same time. Leave your water pot at the place where Rhema came in. So the day or the moment you get Rhema, you drop your pot and stay there all day long with the Rhema word. And let that be your source. Let that be your only source. We get further proof of this one more time. I'm not done. The Lord reminded me of something. He said, that wasn't the first time. That wasn't the first time. He said, remember I told my disciples, follow me? I said, yeah.
Oh.
I said, get up out of here. Let's read it. I said, man, you a bad mamma jamma. Man, listen. This is really going to take you a little bit deeper than even where we just came from.
Wow.
Because of the word follow. Such a powerful word. This is when he was calling them. He was calling. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren. This is when Peter and Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow, underline the word follow, or just highlight it in your tablet, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, they never knew this dude. They never knew who he was. There was no introduction. Anybody else that was telling you while you're running your family business to follow you. And look what they did there. And they straightway, just like the woman at the well, and they straightway left their nets, their supply, their family business. That's how they fed their family. They never went back to those nets again.
Come on now.
Jesus. They left their nets and followed him. Only thing the master said was, follow me. So I being curious, I said, what was in that word follow? There was something in that word follow. I said, what did you say to them? Watch this, guys. Jesus. Now, you know when Rhema comes, it does what? It blows you up. It quickens you. Now, he released a little something extra that day to make those guys drop their family business.
All right.
The word follow is emai in the Greek. It's actually a Greek word, but they use it as a regular English natural word. And the word in the Strong's, the emai in the Strong's, means this is what he said. I exist or I am. Mm-hmm. When he said follow, he said, I exist, I am. Now, emai is a very special word because it also means this. So it means this here. It means emai is also how curiosity comes into the natural being. Help me, Jesus. So when he said follow, the word emai, it means to wake a curiosity. So watch this now. And curiosity, I studied out just a little bit on curiosity. Curiosity is noted as one of the strongest virtues in all of the species and all living beings. Curiosity makes you die sometimes because you're curious, but it's one of the strongest virtues that make you react. Jesus. So when he said, I am, I exist, he woke up their curiosity. They only followed out of curiosity. He quickened their curiosity. They didn't know that he was the Christ. It's just something said, we got to go. Curiosity is noted. So I am, it says, I exist or I am. The I am. They had a rhema that woke up their curiosity. Watch this now. Curiosity is noted as one of the greatest virtues of all species. He quickened, what he did was quicken their curiosity. And look what they did as a result of the rhema that only made them curious. They left their nets. Jesus, to follow. Their way of survival. Help me, God. This is the point of this. Their way of survival, they left because they were only quickened in their curiosity. They left their way of life. They wanted more and they needed more. And the power behind the rhema that just heightened their curiosity was enough to make them leave their nets. He didn't tell them I'm the Christ for quite some time after. It was not made plain for quite some time. But what he did was, now, watch this. So when rhema's coming to you, and God said this to me. He said, a lot of us are just quickened in our curiosity. We haven't really met the master yet. He said, we've been in this rhema, and the only thing is you want to see the master, but you haven't seen him. But he quickened your curiosity. But watch this. Even though it's only your curiosity that's quickened, the same, oh, happy Jesus, the same criteria as the woman at the well who got a revelation that he was Christ, the same criteria is required. Leave your net. Even if you're just curious, he's saying, if you're going to see the Christ, leave the net. Oh, God, help me. We're on the outskirts of something epic, but we haven't met that thing that has been epic. A lot of us are moving just out of quickened curiosity. But the criteria and the prerequisite is the same. Leave your net. He quickened their curiosity, and they left their nets. Same principle, same power that the woman at the well had received when she left her water pots. We then, TGM, will hold on to, this is what we've done, we hold on to our way of survival. When Rhema comes and says, follow me, leave your strength, leave your supply. And watch me give you a new flow of how from the place, of how to from the place of your principality. But you're used to catching fish with a net. He said, follow me, I'll make you fisher of men without a net.
Come on now.
You're used to getting over the way that you're used to, but when Rhema comes, it says, leave it alone. Yes.
There you go, right there. That's it. That's it.
How am I going to make my bread and butter? Rhema.
That's
woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. But you have to be willing, even if you've only been quickened under curiosity. This message has got a lot of folks under curiosity. They want to know. They want to see. But the prerequisite in order to graduate and meet the Christ is leave your net.
Come on now.
Because if I quickened your curiosity, this is what the Lord said. I'm going to quicken you on knowing me too. From glory to glory.
Jesus.
So if for everybody around Rhema that has not seen Rhema's movement, the curiosity is enough to say, leave your net. You won't see me? Leave your net. Ooh, Jesus. You want to experience me? Leave your net. Oh, God. My God. My God. My God. My God. You want me to do it for you? Come on. Leave your net.
When you said water pot, it means receptacle for family
supply. Family supply.
That word family means things that are familiar.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, come on, Josh.
Wow.
You come on how to get over familiar. Yeah. This is the familiar way of how you get over.
Yes. What you think?
But he said, the Bible says that woman meant that woman just left her water pot.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's good right there. That's good. Yes.
Leave your supply. Watch me give you a new flow of how to from the place of your principality. He's trying to make an exchange with us. Whether you're quickened just under curiosity or whether you've graduated to know him through rhema. So there's no, each level has the same requirement. And so therefore, if I'm going to break through and see Rhema's movement, my hearing should be enough to have quickened my curiosity so that I can come into the place of seeing. Good God Almighty. But in order for me to graduate on either level, I have to leave my supply. Has to go. Has to go. I've been wrestling and wrestling and wrestling. Wrestling and wrestling. Oh, God. I'm trying to release my supply. Trying to. Desperately. God says, even if you get into a worse fix, will you keep coming? Will you keep attempting to leave your water pot? Even though it's gotten worse, will you please, will you come in and just drop it right where you are? Will you leave it right there? The situation didn't get better, it got worse, but will you trust me enough under the rhema word, under the baptizo of the Spirit, and just leave your water pot? Will you leave your net? Will you just drop it right there? Dude only said, follow me. I exist. I am. They were like, what in the world? They heard God.
Yes, they did.
But didn't know. But they were curious to find out. So they left. You ever hear the same curiosity killed the cat?
Yes.
This won't kill you if you're curious, follow the answer. Curiosity saved the cat. We'll change the scene.
The rest of that saying is, but satisfaction brought him back.
But satisfaction brought him back. I never even heard that before.
Ooh,
glory to God. We can exchange now. What will take place is if we drop our net or drop the water pot, you will carry now the rhema word to the source. And you've left your supply. And the only thing you've got now is that word. Now go attack your source. Go attack the principality, not with what you thought you should carry to it, but with the rhema word you just got. So now you take that to the source and you begin to hear, speak, see, speak right at the source. And the only thing you have is that strength, the power of that word. When I say take the rhema word, I'm not talking about a word verbatim. I'm talking about the power that you're under while you've got a word.
Yes, that's it.
And then you start attacking the source with that there. You'll change the water. They'll go from bitter to sweet, from poison to healed. And then your principality will disappear. Amen?
Amen.
I'm done. Finished. That's enough to carry because it's calling us to a dimension. It's calling us to a place of absolute trust. Even though when you're in the thick of it and you're speaking to the principality, trust me, he said it. Did he not say it when we read it in Isaiah? He said, the Assyrians are going to come. They're going to smite you with the rod.
That's what he said.
He said, but I'm going to get tired of it after a while.
Yes.
And my indignation will not cease. And we'll go ahead and let my anointing remove the burden and destroy the yoke. So while you're getting beat over the head because you're coming into unfamiliar territory and you're dealing with demons that are stronger because now you're not just dealing with those imps on the surface. You've come deep in. Now you're dealing with principalities. They're going to beat you over the head for a minute. Weather the storm. Just weather it because you're about to change it from the source. Ooh, God, I love it. Ah! Oh, I love it. Yes, you're about to change it from the source. No more surface victories. And the anointing is designed to remove the burden and destroy the yoke.
Amen.
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 All right, I'm done. I'm really done. All right, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Stand to your feet. Praise God. I know you guys are probably like, wait, more. No more. Just deal with what you got. Deal with what you got.
Don't do me like that.
I told you God is trying to reduce down so we can do more.
Yeah.
You get too much and you can't remember what to do with what you got.
Yeah.
But you got enough now to understand. Some of us are in the place of leaving our nets because there's curiosity. Everybody has curiosity. I have curiosity for the next level. So for me, even dealing with a principality, I'm leaving my net because I'm curious to know if I go all the way in, can I really come all the way out? So I've left my net. I've left it. There's seasons and times where you leave your water pots where it's saying, I know Christ here. So I'll leave my water pot. Done been here, done this. So wherever you are, I don't know if it's a water pot or a net, both symbolic, to where you are in terms of your circumstance, in terms of the knowledge of Christ that you have of whatever you're going through. But whatever it is, you got to leave it. Whatever it is, are you curious to know, Carolyn, am I really going to be the businesswoman that he said? Or are you at the place where, come here a man that told me everything that I ever did? Whatever it is you're holding, whether it be the water pot or the net, make up in your mind right now that through the strength of this word, you're going to drop it. Whether you're curious to know or whether you know that you know, drop whatever it is you're holding. Drop whatever it is you're holding right now. Lift those hands. Drop whatever it is you're holding. Let's release whatever it is that we're holding. Whatever supply we think we have. My God, yeah. Whatever supply. Whatever you think you have to carry yourself to the next level, just drop it right there. You are under rhema. Now you can drop your ideas. Drop your ways. Just leave it right there. Oh, yeah. He is our source. Remember, we were talking about this a couple Sundays ago. He is our source. He's the way, the truth, and the life. This is our only option.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. So let's leave it right here. Let's leave it right here. Hey, God, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Only thing I got, devil. It's five smooth stones and a sling in my hand. You come at me with a sword and a spear and you have a shield. But I have the word of grace in my mouth. That's the only weapon I've got. Everything else I deemed as being a weapon to win, I have left here. And now I speak unto the principalities that have been in my life. I speak unto these things that have been hindrances for years. And I come back in, right into the thick of things where you are. And I tell you right now that your time is up here. Your time of sending poison waters my way is up in the name of Jesus. I will not drink from your cistern any longer. I will not drink from your supply. I'm here, in fact, to change the water.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to change them. I'm here to prophesy the kingdom way in every situation that I'm under. The kingdom way in everything that I've ever faced. The kingdom way on how God has called me to live. I'm here to prophesy the kingdom way into these waters.
Yes.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I speak the way of the kingdom into these waters. And I say unto you, waters, be healed in the name of
healed,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hey. Against every principality, against every plan, against all the plots, against how you just shaped me into iniquity, I speak to the source. And I say they're healed.
They are healed.
My decisions are like Christ.
Yes.
How I handle things is just like Him.
Yes, Jesus.
Born in holiness and shaped in righteousness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
The formula has changed in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you,
no more born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Born in holiness and shaped in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hey, there's an uprising right now in the realm of the spirit. Someone's taking the position of the head and not the tail. Someone's taking the position of being above only and not beneath. Someone's taking the position of becoming a lender unto many nations and not a borrower. It's changing. The formula is changing.
Thank you.
No more.
Thank
you, Jesus.
All of these principalities. You're now disarmed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
You are now powerless in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your poison has no more sting to it in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at what the Lord did. He even changed the sting of death. He even said, "Oh death, where is thy sting?" He went to the principality of death's power. That when a Christian goes home, he even stripped the principality of its power by saying, "Where's your sting at now?"
That's right.
Come on now. He's changed every principality to function like the kingdom of God.
Yes, Jesus.
And you have that water to change the source right now. And so, Father, I thank you for this now.
Yes, thank you.
I thank you.
Yes,
I am so grateful that your debt and lack have been slayed in our lives. I am so grateful that not enough has been slayed in our lives. I'm thankful for you, Lord God, for changing our mentality, Lord God, that sin has now become righteousness in our lives, Master. Source has changed.
Hallelujah.
Disobedience has become obedience.
Yes, Jesus.
Rebelliousness has become now hearkening, and I give you praise for that. We have ears that hearken, don't rebel.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Everybody that agreed, give God a big old amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Give my hand clap for the word. Take $1 and put another in this place with your hand clap. Put $1 and put another in this place. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen.